Nutramedical Report, and Harley has, and of course, this is live radio, so he has a little bit of a family travel issue and crisis, and so he will not be here today, but we are going to do open lines on any topic, which is great. What you need to do is just tell our board op, Dan, exactly what your question or statement is, try to be brief, and that way we can get you on air and know exactly what you're talking about. And because it's open lines on any topic, it can be on wellness issues, geopolitical, spiritual, above government technology, any issue that you want to bring up. And it can be dealing with current news, past news, ancient news, whatever you want to deal with. So this is live radio, and that's part of the fun of it. Coming up today, also in Hour 3, we're going to have Jonathan Gray from New Zealand. And Jonathan, of course, has a 4-DVD set with an additional package of another follow-up DVD and 5 e-books. So you get an amazing deal. His website is beforeus.com. So I want to touch on some of the important issues that are happening right now. If we look at the current news, Donald Trump is doing amazingly across the country. I saw his speech last night from New Mexico. Donald is on a roll. I mean, he's batting 1,000. He's actually, I think, in his learning curve, has mastered all the, not only the political issues, but how to work the crowd, get the issues out, use some humor, and then still get some major strikes in, not only against Miss Warren. He called her Pocahontas because she claims to be of Native descent because she has high cheekbones. I'm like, well, what relevance does that have? I mean, a lot of people have Native blood, so what? Good or bad, I think it's great. But I think it's really funny how he talks about Hillary and Bill and the amazing corruption. I mean, they won't release the transcripts of her speeches where she gets $225,000 a speech to Goldman Sachs and the bankers and Wall Street, and then she's going to protect the public from the Wall Street banksters. And again, remember, all the wars are banker wars. And I've said this for years. In fact, someone reminded me that was a book written by Mike Rivero that's an excellent reference on this, which is All the Wars Are Banker Wars, which he documents. So that's a great. So after this show, of course, tune in to Mike Rivero's show, What Really Happened, and you're going to get a lot of additional information. I want people to understand what's happening in terms of things such as Facebook, a troubling one-way mirror, which means Facebook is basically the face of NSA. Chinese nuclear submarines are ready to terrorize the sea. And, of course, people don't understand that China's building. They're building toward a possible war conflict sometime in the next 8 to 10 years. 80% stock market crash as a strike in 2016, the economists warn. I think it's very probable that we're going to see a stock market crash, probably correction of the dollar by 20 to 30%. Other currencies will drop like a rock. We have, of course, Islam was banned in the U.S. in 1952, but you're not supposed to know that. And we're going to try to get Bill Warren on, soon again to talk about his site, Political Islam. And, of course, Trump is escalating his attack on Bill Clinton. Bernie Sanders' feud with the Democratic leadership heats up, and it's very likely that in this attack also is attack against Debbie Wasserman Schultz that's trying to swing the superdelegates behind Hillary. Bernie has won 11 of the last 14 states, which is pretty amazing. Now, of course, he brings it all, a lot of the issues, but he has no clue, as a Bolshevik, communist, socialist, how to solve it. And, of course, people have to know that 100 years of socialism killed hundreds of millions of people in the 20th century. So we do not need Bernie. We do need to have cost of education reasonable so that they don't have a massive debt. We do need a healthcare system that's not Obamacare, that has in it an ICD-9 code for a guillotine, death panels, and insurance carriers raking in giant profits and now actually pulling out of certain markets and having this idea that copays make it so impossible that only somewhere around 14% of people can afford the copays. This is not healthcare. This is ridiculous. I want to touch on some of the latest on the Drudge Report. It's always interesting to see what Drudge is drudging up, I guess. That would be a good term. And the riot at the Trump rally in New Mexico, the flag waving, of course, maybe a riot outside, but certainly not inside. It was very peaceful, what I saw. The airlines are pushing back on the TSA. They fired the senior TSA person that's running the Transport Safety Agency. And these long lines are actually manipulation by the TSA to try to get more money. That's why they went suddenly to longer lines, because they increased the what I call surveillance technology, surveillance procedures that they're doing, which is why the lines became massively longer. There's no evidence whatsoever they've either caught any terrorists or done anything positive. And when they actually put dummy terrorist bombs and other things through the system, they never detect it, whether it's sharp implements that can maybe non-metallic, they're maybe, say, if carbon fiber or composites or other things. So to be honest with you, they're pretty useless. I also, when I went through the lines a couple of years ago, it was funny. I did a dance at the TSA in LAX, Los Angeles Airport, which is one of the bigger, busiest airports in the world. And I said, you know, do you guys have dosimetry tags on? And they looked at me like, well, why do you say that? I said, well, I'm an environmental medicine doctor for, you know, third of a century, and I can tell you that you guys should have tags on. I said, why? I said, because those are terahertz waves coming off those machines, and I guarantee you they're not shielded, so you're getting blasted. And I said, if any of your people have gotten sick, oh, yeah, such and such a guy's got cataracts, another person's getting cancer, we're seeing it, all kinds of things. I said, well, you don't have dosimetry tags. And I said, I'm not going through the machine. So I did a dance. I said, you can pat me down, do whatever, body cavity searches. No, you can go through, doc. And I said, no, go ahead. And I did a dance as I went through the, just get out of here. They said to me, like, get out of here. You're causing trouble. Because I was speaking without a PA system loud enough to hundreds of people in the security area. And they were all freaking out, realizing they were wanting to walk through the radiation box. So you got to know. I mean, the government promulgates things like giving you water that's laced with endocrine disruptors, fluoridated water, which literally feminizes you, destroys your sperm, destroys your brain, your pineal gland, puts all kinds of biotoxins, including recycling in places like Orange County, toilet to tap water, we call it, places like Arizona, same thing. You have to understand what's happening is the government doesn't care a rat's behind what they do to you, except they want to sterilize you, dumb you down, impoverish you, and eventually if they can steal your fractional reserve funding money, they can put you into a control matrix, especially if they can get people like Hillary in that'll disarm you. Do not ever, no matter what the government does, disarm. Do not. In fact, if it looks like they're getting worse, we're going to make sure you have lots of other ways of, how can I say, combating them that deals with technologies, not only weapons, but other technologies that I know about or know how to make that are far more dangerous than guns. And you need to understand that we're not just going to push back, we're going to destroy them if they try to see if they can take us on. Okay? Not going to happen. And if you look, for example, at the policies of Hillary, she wants to actually allow lawsuits against the gun manufacturers. They also have terrorists, so they can't even get, say, AK-47s in Russia and in Ukraine. They're making lots of AK-47s of really high quality, and Americans are buying them for hunting and other things, and they weren't letting them buy them. I mean, it was the most popular gun probably ever manufactured because they wanted to put foreign tariffs on it, because they don't want Americans to be armed to the teeth when they finally crunch the economy down and have to deal with an angry public. That's the facts, okay? You may want to dispute it, but, you know, look at the evidence yourself and you'll find out that the government is not only not worth trusting, but every agenda they try to tell you is usually manufactured, like Oklahoma City, 9/11, Ruby Ridge, Sandy Hook. I mean, just go on and on and on. I mean, it's really very disturbing for people to pretend that the government is not behind these things like ISIS and ISIL, when there are even pictures of John McCain posing with ISIS and ISIL in the town north of Amman in 2011 with the CIA Academy and Mossad. I mean, we know that if you get injured in your ISIS or ISIL, that these so-called freedom fighters fighting against the Syrian government supported by NATO, not only does NATO and the G20 nations buy the oil, but they actually ship armaments directly from America to these nations, including Turkey. And Turkey is actually chomping at the bit to get our nuclear weapons to make this a full-blown nuclear war against Syria and Russia. Let me tell you, you try to take on Russia on this platform, and you're going to really pay a horrifying price. And also, the thing we have to understand is we cannot let our foreign policy be ruled by the Israelis. We had a good caller the other day calling in from Idaho. And we enjoy callers that raise issues, and we try to see if we can give you a balanced and a logical answer. The most important thing is not that we have all the answers, but we ask the best questions and lay out the facts so you don't try to throw an anomaly or something that you don't want to think is part of the problem. For example, one of the things that was raised is the idea of a two-state solution. It's not a solution. It's a guarantee of it's like setting up a detonator on a bomb. We have a terrorist organization that will not accept the existence of the Israeli state. If they do get a two-state solution, it will guarantee that Israel eventually will use nuclear weapons, advanced biological scalar, and other weapons against not only Palestine, the Palestinian state, which is a terror state, but also against all of Islam. That'll mean every Islamic city within 10,000 miles, with a population over 25 to 50,000, will be vaporized into an atomic cloud of dust. And if you think that anybody can take on Israel and survive, and that includes Russia and China, you're delusional. The Israelis are armed to the teeth with whatever technology we have, and they upgrade it further and don't share it with us. Just like, for example, the wire-guided missile systems the Israelis have. In fact, I talked to people at Air Force Academy and Lockheed Martin and so on, and say they order the jets empty, put all their instrumentation, their new technology and weapons in, soup it up like souping up a car, and then they put all the symbols on it in Ivrit Hebrew. So unless you're reading Ivrit Hebrew, you can't even read the instrument control panels, which I find a bit of a sense of humor. Now, not to say that Israel is a wonderful nation. It's very scary because it's dropping bombs on the open-air prison of Palestine. Ah, it looks like we may have a caller. Let's see now. Okay, just a second now. I don't think I did. I thought for a second I did have a caller. Okay. So I think it's important for people to understand that that's what's going on. All right. Okay. So number two, what we need to do is we need to stabilize the policy. AIPAC has far too much control over our political process in America. They not only get all kinds of weapons that we store in Israel gratis, but they also have us hauled into their local conflicts. Like, for example, ISIS is supported directly by Israel, and even if you get injured, you go to an Israeli hospital. ISIS, by the way, is supported by Qatar, Saudi Arabia, the Arab Emirates, and so on, but they're not opening one area of their territory, as Donald Trump says, or supporting the building of what's called war-free zones in Syria and Iraq so that they can be safe in their own country, supplied with food, water, and even satellite connections so they can start doing business and other things. We need to realize that the Arab states have to pay for these, even if they won't take them in their own country, but they really should be taking them into their own countries, including, more like Jordan, Qatar, Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia. But they should stop funding ISIS and ISIL because it puts their own country in danger, because eventually, even if they're kind of at arm's length allies with Israel, Saudi Arabia, this will eventually blow up and become a full-blown conflict where they'll be exchanging nuclear weapons. And I mentioned this the other day. Israel tried to obtain nuclear weapons over the last 4 or 5 decades. They did eventually get them through our proxies, through AQCON in Pakistan, and they got CC-3 missiles, which they recently upgraded about 7-8 years ago, they've had for 30 years in Saudi Arabia from China, because they're upgraded CC-3 missiles. They can target up to 3,000 or 4,000 miles. So they can hit anywhere in Europe, anywhere in the Middle East, right up to Russia. And people have to understand that this is a multi-level chessboard, and some mistakes can cause things that even they didn't expect. So I want people to kind of grasp that you have a real big problem here, that people make presumptions that a two-state solution would be a problem solution. The other thing is that a lot of the eschatology that's being pushed by the churches is just plain crazy. Barry Chamish, who's a very straightforward journalist, is a good example. He stated repeatedly that Israel is on the verge of failing. And in fact, what happens if this war expands and the King of Jordan stated in the last month, if Jordan falls to ISIS, which they themselves actually have territory in a town where they trained ISIS, then it's very probable that Israel will be attacked. And if Israel's attacked, it's going to unleash hell on not only ISIS, but all the Islamic nations, and including the allies of the Shiites, which is Russia and Iran. And, Israel's chomping at the bit to drop bombs on the Bushehr reactor, which fully stocked will create a much bigger radiation cloud than Fukushima Daiichi. And that radiation cloud will spread right across the world. So I don't think people understand just how serious this is, that Obama and the policy of the globalists are setting the stage for World War III, for thermonuclear conflict, and they're playing this dialogue while they're trying to push their economic hegemony where the Fed Reserve System swallows up the BRICS. They're doing everything. They're making enticements to India to sell nuclear materials and technology, $183 billion last summer, with the bromance between Obama and the Premier of India, Prime Minister of India. They're setting up to do orange revolutions to collapse the current corrupt regime with Dilma Rousseff in Brazil. They're literally getting ready to invade Venezuela, by the way, that does have Chinese and Russian troops on it, has had for a long time. The economy has crashed so badly now that the doctors are on strike, hunger strike, because they don't have materials to save people's lives in the hospitals. Everything is going to hell in a handcart, and I really believe that the fall of Venezuela will be one of the first things that is the primary factor driving this over the edge. It's going to happen even before the Middle East. So when the Venezuelan executives and their news media say that they're afraid of an American revolution, it's because at our back doorstep in Venezuela, just in the northern part of South America, they have short and intermediate range nuclear missiles aimed at America. They have Russian and Chinese naval troops naval ships actually stationed there. This is a replay of the Cuban Missile Crisis. And people don't get that during this we have a fool in the White House who's, as I say, like the Piper of Hamelin, marching into the open maw of a volcano geopolitically. So it's like last night when I watched the show, we had Fox News on, and I only watch usually Hannity because I find most of the rest of it pretty bad. Kelly file, forget it. O'Reilly, once in a while, okay, but pretty bad too. He's intellectually arrogant and very often incorrect in terms of his analysis. And what they had is a number of black journalists and other experts on, and they were saying, look, what's Obama done for the black or the Hispanic population in terms of jobs? Americans that are of different groups are being persecuted by losing their jobs, losing their homes, and getting less money if they are still employed than 10 or 15 years ago. So I guarantee you that someone that's a tough businessman like Trump can get it back. But that's not the only problem. When he says he's going to restore and get rid of the drug problem, in Vermont, putting a wall up is not going to stop all the drugs. It'll stop some. But most of the drugs that are coming in, their heroin, et cetera, are coming in U.S. military Hercules C-130s with the help of the U.S. military, Air Force, as well as CIA, FBI, and the no such agency, and the cover by the affiliates in these other countries, including cartels that are allied with us. So people need to get a real idea of what's going on. There's roughly $2 trillion of money that's coming in that's not accountable to Congress or the Senate or the President. It's going to black op projects that they have a need-to-know basis. Most of them are for underground cities, off-world space projects, and advanced technology for genetic engineering, super soldiers, and many other weird projects that you think don't exist. And I can just name some of the companies. One of the primary ones for drilling the underground cities is Bechtel Corporation. And these are directly allied and controlled by the secret agencies. They're also controlled by a super agency called Omega that was conceived in Nazi Germany in the 1930s and completed by George Bush Senior in 1982. And Project Omega oversees all the agencies of every country on Earth. So we have a proxy world government, a shadow government of secret agencies tied to the globalist cabal. So it's an advancement over the idea of corporatism or fascia, that we have a fusion of secret agencies, transnational corporations, and government into a new proxy world government. That really exists right now. They want to destroy the nation states, and they want to control us. So the next thing I expect to happen between now is not only a probable attack or invasion on Venezuela as their economy collapses and become more unstable, but also a major multi-site terrorism on American soil like Paris or Brussels. And Obama is going to cry his crocodile tears while he passes a bipartisan security bill to take away the last remnant of our rights before or right after the election, before inauguration in January. I don't trust him, and I don't trust who's running our government and these agencies. Back in a moment. Call in 800-313-9443.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okay, we have Glenn in Philadelphia. Go ahead with your question or statement.
Yes, hi, Dr. Deal. Yes, thinking about Ezekiel 30 and 39, and my attention is always drawn to two things in that scenario. One is...
Yep. Okay, again, Glenn, you're going to have to call back. I guess you just dropped. Let's go ahead then with Ken. Go ahead, Glenn, and call back. You must have... As you're sitting on the break, you're eating with hot wings, and you had to clean your hands off. Maybe you bumped the button, and you're disconnected. Ken, go ahead with your question on hydrogen power.
Yes, hi, Doctor. I'm very curious if you're familiar with Stanley Meyer's work on his water-powered car.
Oh, yes, I am very familiar with it. Yeah. In fact, I talked to another engineer here in California some years ago who had worked on some other similar technology that was very easy to implement, and in terms of the number of electron volts in order to separate water, it's actually pretty simple to do, and you can actually have a fuel-like effect there. That's good. Now, what I see coming is all kinds of things that are going to be tied with hydrogen, solar hydrogen, wind hydrogen. In fact, when we had Professor McCanny on talking about his wind generator, the best way to turn this is to actually turn solar or wind directly into hydrogen as a fuel source and use a fuel cell rather than even a generator to generate electricity. But Stanley Meyer's fuel engine did work, which is kind of amazing that he was able to shatter it with using a specific amount of energy and then actually get more energy out of the what we call above unity. So, yeah, I'm very familiar with that.
Yes, he had it designed in such a way that you could modify existing engines by basically replacing the spark plug with this unit that would actually perform the separation as part of the combustion process.
And do you know the underlying probable quantum physics of why he was able to get over unity energy?
No.
Okay. Let me give you some quantum physics. I have a background in nuclear physics as well as chemistry, biochemistry, electronics, you name it.
I'm glad I didn't say yes.
Okay, yeah, here's the answer. Number one, it's called overunity. What happens is we have a sea of energy in the universe, both in our visible plane, which we talk about dropping a rock creates energy, or dropping water to create hydropower. There's also solar energy from the sun that can be converted directly through magnesium in plants in the photosynthesis processes to create all the plant and animal protein energy, which is stored higher energy. But there's also what's called overunity energy. And so what Stanley Meyer was doing is tapping into what's called a technology that actually used overunity energy to shatter water molecules. And then you had stored energy in the forms of basically hydrogen you could then reoxidize to create energy, you know, as a depot for fuel. So he actually used overunity technology to actually shatter the molecules with a little device that actually was able to shatter it with relatively low input energy, but it used what's called overunity technology, basically tapping for what's called a quantum field. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. And well, the part that's fascinating to me about it all is the way that he was so smart and he got each part of the process patented first until he finally was able to get his final patent.
You have to understand that everybody who patents anything is not inventing something. They're reaching into a common source of knowledge that's referred by some people as the Akashic Records. I've been told it's called the Heliarchion. So that's why you'll see parallel inventions by people, or you'll see people intuit something, and the equations are the very last step of the process. The intuition and the knowledge of that this is a possibility, in terms of whether it's physics or hyperdimensional physics or whatever, is all something that we can, because we're a multidimensional spirit-type being that's tripartite. We have a physical part, a soul or consciousness part, and a higher spiritual or astral plane, and then we have an eternal part that's, I call the seed, of eternity that's in us, that's actually a portion of God. And that, as such, we don't really invent anything. We reach into that storehouse of common knowledge that has always been known, and we just know this. And he did that. Now, of course, unfortunately, he was a nice man, and he was naive in the sense that he didn't realize how dangerous he was challenging the oil industry and the energy industry. Because money really isn't. Money in our planet, S3, is based on energy, which is why they converted the dollar to be supported by the petrodollar or oil. So you have to buy and sell through the petrodollar system, through the U.S. Federal Reserve note, which is a European-based satanic currency called anti-money, I call it, or the Federal Reserve note that's a debt source. So that's what's going on. I hope I answered your question, and we're coming back. We're going to hear from Glenn, who has some questions about last day battles. And if you have a question on any topic, do call in for the next number of segments. We're going to have open lines on any topic: health, geopolitics, spiritual, overunity technology, anything you want to talk about. We'll open the lines. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Friends, you've heard our commercial talking about land in New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month, and we really appreciate your response. But land parcels are getting scarce. Current prices are already going up, and the commercial message you're hearing now could be pulled at any time. So you should act quickly. Our company acquired this development at a great price, and we're able to sell parcels to you at an unheard of $350 down and $99 a month. And at the end of only 1 year, you own it. Purchase via PayPal at landho.tv, LANDHO.TV. And this isn't a swampland deal, folks. This is your chance to own a piece of our great nation in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range. A perfect place to camp anytime or have as an emergency retreat for your family for generations to come. And at $350 down and only $99 a month, it's a no-brainer. Land as a gift or a hedge against economic disaster. Visit landho.tv, LANDHO.TV right now.
Not being able to fall asleep is so frustrating. The tossing, the turning, the adjustment of pillows and blankets. Ugh! Eventually you just decide to get up and start your day really early. It doesn't have to be this way though. Power Sleep is an all-natural, non-prescription formula that will help you sleep like a baby. It contains neurotransmitter nutrients that promote the production of serotonin, which is responsible for feelings of well-being. Power Sleep is easy to digest and absorb and is made in a base of active probiotics. Don't miss another night of sleep. Order your Power Sleep at energywave.com or call 800-TURTLE-5. Add Power Vites to your cart while you're browsing. Perfect for Monday mornings. They're a complete multivitamin and mineral formula that will give you the energy you need to get through your day. Nourish your immune system and feel great. Get all the info and place your order at energywave.com. Enter code word SLEEP to get free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
And welcome back, and we have Glenn reconnected. Glenn, and by the way, to call in for any questions in these segments on any topic, 800-313-9443. Glenn, go ahead with your questions or statement.
Okay, yeah, I'm addressing the Magog battle of Ezekiel 38, and the things that always stand out to me, and I said the first thing is that we see a group of nations attacking Israel that today are a combination of Shia and Sunni Islamic nations. So, you know, the question is how, since they're so embroiled in their own little internecine rivalry between the Shia and the Sunni, how is it that they come together at that point to attack Israel?
Let me answer that first off. Firstly, the Mahdi is the one who brings together Sunni and Shiite. And both Islam in Iran with the mullahs and the Sunni, who have separated about 900 years ago into different factions and are at each other's throats, the Mahdi is supposed to bring them together.
Right.
The best candidate for the Mahdi is actually Barack Obama. And the reason is he's going to bring peace between Sunni and Shiite Islam. This is a post-Mahdi kind of war. Now, you have to understand that the Battle of Gog and Magog is a thermonuclear, biological, and chemical war. It is literally another, if you actually have a number of reporters looking at a particular event through the Bible interprets itself like looking through the different facets of a crystal through a polarizing microscope, or we call a dendrologist microscope. And what the Battle of Gog and Magog is one aspect or one segment of what's called War of Armageddon. It's not a separate war. A lot of eschatologists and so on separated out to different wars. The War of Gog and Magog is a portion of the perspective of one of the prophetic visions that was given of the final battles. The same as the battles of Joel and other prophets, but right down to the Bible, are all different journalists reporting. Now, because the Bible interprets itself in chapter 2, verse 10 of 2 Peter, the Bible, you say, no verses of private interpretation. What it basically means, it's like you have to be what's called a locksmith and look at the Tumblr codes of how the Bible interprets itself. It's like a series of mathematical or multidimensional equations that God's put there to prove that he is beyond time, space, and dimensions, that he is all-knowledgeable, the past, present, and future. To God, everything is the eternal now. So what he's telling us is that this final battle, 5/6 of the invaders will be destroyed. He also says Israel will not be destroyed. Israel, you have to realize, that although they call themselves Israel, they return to the land in unbelief like the fig tree, which is a symbol of Israel. They were cursed, so therefore they're going to suffer under that. But God's going to save one-third of the Jews, according to the Scriptures. They will see their one they have pierced, as it says in Psalms, and they will they'll cry and repent and realize that their Messiah already returned 2,000 years ago. But because, and this is what happened to the church, by the 3rd century had gone from what's called the Way. They were not called Christians except by Domitian, which is a curse against believers. And the word Christian means little anointed ones, and they basically converted the Way, which is God's metaphysical approach to have a relationship with the Most High God and be transformed from the inside rather than the priestcraft, into a what called religion or real lie going on, which is the Catholic Church and their daughter Protestant Church, which is why they're called, Behold, Babylon the Great, Mother of Harlots and of Abominations on the Earth. Now, many of them are coming out of abominations, but they haven't completely come out. And many of the churches now, to be honest with you, are pretty apostate. They believe in
the word church is a mockery of the word church itself. In Germany, it's Kirche, which is derives from Circe, the goddess who lures men into her lair and turns them into pigs.
Exactly, it's a pagan term. So the word church, basically, you understand this. So when we're looking to war Gog and Magog, what's going to happen is Russia and its allies, along with Sunni and Shiite, which have come together because the Mahdi has arrived and brought peace between the two of them, means that they have probably already done, and this is by rabbinic law, that the only day that they can actually sanctify the Temple Mount is on Sukkot. And it's known that the birthday of Adam was Sukkot, the birthday of Jesus by biblical scholars that look at the date of 6 months' date difference between the birth of John the Baptist and the birth of Jesus, that Jesus was born on Sukkot, which is why his birth date was in the fall, which also fits with also the, you know, what the weather's like there in that time of the year. So the fact is, the last Sukkot happened, which was the 120th Shemitah, or Jubilee year since the birth of Adam, and that was the last Shemitah, last fall, last Shemitah, that's it. That last Shemitah started with the tetrad of the final four set of blood moons, including a super moon and a solar super eclipse over Israel. That means we are physically and time-wise in the birth pangs right now. Now, I don't know how long it's going to last, but I can tell you that whoever sets the peace treaty will do an abomination, which is the basically setting up of a blood sacrifice in the springs of Gihon, below the eastern gate, because it's not on the Temple Mount where the Mosque of Omar is. It is below the eastern gate, because that was the Temple of Antonius, where 10,000 troops, Roman troops, were staged at the time of Jesus and afterward, until Titus destroyed everything. Now, it says by the local historian scholars that are Roman scholars, that not one stone was left on another. In other words, it was so demolished you wouldn't even think a building ever existed there. The Temple of Antonius, the so-called Wailing Wall, is not a wall of the temple. It is above the temple area, because to wash the libations of the sacrifice, you had to have a constant spring, and that is below the eastern gate, the springs of Gihon. And the Jews and the Israelis already have that territory. So the Temple Mount organization has the Kohenic priesthood, they have the red heifer, they have the ashes of Kalal that were taken from Qumran. They're all ready. All they need is a go-ahead to have a two-state solution. And Obama wants to do this before, so the most likely candidate to be the Mahdi is Barack, either before or after his presidency. And if there's a peace treaty there, and they start a blood sacrifice, which means a two-state solution, that has to, by rabbinic law from Zafed, which is north of the Sea of Gennesaret, occur only on Sukkot, which means they are tabernacling with a Luciferic one-world order. And when that day happens, that's the first day of the last 7 years. 1,230 days later is Yom Kippur, where the sacrifice is cut off. And 30 days later is Pascha, the Passover. And remember now that the so-called rapture people talk about in the church, which is completely backwards, is a rapture, a taking out of evil, not good. God is going to start the cleansing process of removing evil from the earth. And that process is going to remove a lot of evil nations, evil people that won't resist or even speak against evil. Here in America, we're the most powerful nation that's ever existed, but our nation is both a duality of a son of the daughter of Zion, which is God's Zion, not a satanic Zion, and the daughter of Babylon, which is a Babylonian system where our financial systems eventually, the mark, which is the mark of the beast system, will come from America. No one else is saying this except me. It's going to come from Falcon Air Force Base, Schriever, Colorado, Schriever Air Force Base, Falcon, Colorado, and it will, the primary node of this virtual world project, which is literally the Matrix, is coming from America. And what people should start grasping is just how close we are to catastrophe. I don't know how many months or years it is, but I can tell you with the gathering signs of, for example, the collapse of Venezuela with an impending invasion possible, with the war where now nuclear materials are being made available to the Turks of our nuclear weapons, where they're breaking the peace by still shelling Aleppo, where they're literally getting ready and saying that they're fully prepared to do a nuclear war because they're deploying what's called first strike weapons against launches by Russian missiles coming from Russia. And they're also setting up these other batteries that can get what would call a stray missile coming in from, say, a Muslim republic. That's not true. We have multi-layers of our space command, and I took care of employees there. The first is THAAD, or Theater Air Defense, a missile to hit a missile, which is really poor. Second is a plasma interferometry field at the high atmosphere, which is very toxic, basically what's called paramagnetic metals, nanoparticle thorium, strontium, aluminum, barium, and they have to reinsert them at every week. And they don't have to insert them over a particular country because they spread like a Dyson sphere around the planet, and they allow torsion field imaging of all resources and underground bases. They allow weather modification, geotectonic events, and they also allow them to scramble the guidance systems of nuclear missiles. But we also have space-based weapons like Grazer, calamated gamma ray weapons. We also have theater, what's called rods from God or depleted uranium rods with linear accelerator weapons that can hit a target at over 25 to 30,000 miles an hour and cause a nuclear explosion on the ground without any initial thermal blast that would indicate it's coming in. We have all kinds of weapons that are scalar that can scramble your DNA even from space. So America has all these, okay? They have literally weapons centuries ahead of everybody else. Russia was outspent. They have some very good technology. They can cause a lot of trouble. But if every nation on earth came against America, we could annihilate them without pushing one bullet or firing one bullet or shooting one missile. And Israel will not be left alone. That's why Israel will survive this, because America, I refer to as Ephra-America. We are the Ephraimic nations, the northern tribes that were cast off by the Medo-Persians, and they ended up in North Europe, which is why the Druids are apostate Aaronic priests that brought in the practices of the Canaanites and the other Jebusites and Hivites and all the other pagan nations there, including human sacrifice of the Wicker Man and all the horrors. So we have to understand that the Druids, through all the so-called northern European nations of the Franks, the Germanic tribes, the Celts, the Irish, and so on, even the area called the Hebrides refers to the Isles of the Hebrews north of Scotland. So if you look at the genetics, the northern 10 tribes, which, by the way, includes the Cohens are not Jews. Many of them went down to cohabit with the Jews, but they're lineally sons of Joseph, of Ephraim and Manasseh. And, of course, the promises of Joseph passed through the Ephraimic tribes, which is why America and Britain and the European nations have such great wealth and power, because the promises of Joseph passed through them. And we have the two houses of Israel. We have the house of Ephraim, which is the lead nation of the Ephraimic tribes, is America, including all the nations like Canada, all of the nations of Europe, Australia, New Zealand, which is why the globalists are trying to flood us with Hiraj, with Muslims, and they want to create an ultimate conflict between Islam while they're forcing us to accept a new super religion of Christianity with Chrislam and Islam and a satanic form of Judaism called Talmudic Judaism, which is a predominant Judaism now, which is why you're either a secular agnostic Jew or a Talmudic satanic warlock or witch. That's the way it is. There's very, very few what we call Torah Jews who stick to the Torah only in the writings of the prophets. Most of them stick to the Talmud of Babylon, the Sepharad Zaira, and other satanic books that were written over 1,300 years in Babylon.
So. Right, right. So, relative to Ezekiel 38:13, then, with a reference to merchants of Tarshish and all the young lions thereof, I had accepted the notion that this was a reference to basically the British Isles and the colony.
The United Nations is just a reincarnation of the British Empire. 57 nations out of the United Nations, and the largest and most powerful, including the G20, are all British Commonwealth nations.
Okay.
So what you're saying
that might explain the questions that they're asking of the invaders. Let me tell you,
I did a talk for Hayseed Stevens in Dallas, Texas, in the summer of 1999. I traveled to 42 cities in Israel, and I had a supernatural visitation that showed me the geology at the southwest end of the Dead Sea. And there was a batholith that I was told it was 14.2 trillion barrels of oil, and it was renewable from the deep bowels of the earth, because the nuclear reaction called the gold theory was presented in 1951, a year before I was born, in Detroit, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, attended by international geologists, including the Russians. And they identified that nuclear reactions inside the earth made the catalytic expansion of hydrocarbons that create the oil and gas. It's not created by dinosaurs and ferns. Although you can actually, in a laboratory, create coal and so on, even in 20 to 50 years. You don't need thousands of years. But the nuclear materials, for example, when they drilled at the Macondo drill site in south of Louisiana, all those tar balls that came up on the shore were all radioactive. They had thorium, strontium, and aluminum, and uranium in them. So what people should understand is all oil and gas deep in the earth, and that's why the Russians are the number one oil producer, because they drilled down, following the gold theory, 35 to 40,000 feet. Now, I know oil engineers for four decades, and I can tell you I know all the advanced drilling technology of deep well drilling, like in Kazakhstan and Russia. And the Russians had a lot of accidents, really bad ones, horrifying accidents, where they couldn't handle the pressure drilling that deep. But they're drilling down 35 to 40,000 feet, and they actually identified giant oceans of oil and gas. So the Russians know that the lie by the West that there's a limited amount of oil is ridiculous. So what's happening, we have the Liberty rig up in Alaska, in Prudhoe Bay, that has more oil than the Middle East. We have Venezuela has eight times more oil than the Middle East. In Venezuela, which is why the collapse of it is going to guarantee. And the Venezuelans, by the way, and I have regular and classified and supernatural sources, they're all confirmed. They have Russian and Chinese troops there for decades. They're directly allied with naval bases where Russians and Chinese Navy are constantly visiting Venezuela. And now their economy is crashing, and the doctors are even on a doctor strike to try to obtain materials because their patients are dying in the hospitals. They themselves are admitting they're about to have an invasion by America, because this is the Cuban Missile Crisis times 100. And
right.
People in the regular media don't know this. They're constantly just talking about the election cycle or how great Trump is, and he is great, or how awful Hillary is and why she is still a candidate and how come the FBI hasn't prosecuted her. This is all just a public dance. Well, all hell is breaking loose around the world, and the economy is about to crash because of these other driving parameters. And I tell people, that's why I strongly recommend people get involved with carrot bars and get out of the fractional reserve currency. That's why I tell people, take care of your health. Do not see an allopathic doctor, for God's sake. Get a holistic functional medicine doc like our Academy of Advancement in Medicine, Anti-Aging Medicine, or Environmental Medicine. Do not submit yourself to toxic polypharmacy or unnecessary procedures. Not saying that surgery can't be necessary. I recommend it all the time, but when I give a consult to someone, I tell them exactly when it's appropriate. So what I see is a lot of corruption in every sphere, including religious, medical, geopolitical, legal. They don't even tell you the fact that we're living under the fringe flag because we're under martial law and have been since the 1930s.
Wow.
Do they? No.
Yeah, I've heard this stuff about, like, 1933 and all that
right.
Sort of thing.
Right, exactly. And what's going on is, why do you think they set up a slaughterhouse area and set it up as a grounds for the United Nations in New York City by these global Satanists? Okay? And they also don't make the connection between the Jesuits, which is the Society of Jesus, and the banking system, because they set it up the Knights Templar, and they contracted to Jews, which is why they gave them the kippah, because the Jewish international bankers are all under the control of the Vatican. People don't know that. The world system, every country on earth, every financial system, except for a few rogue nations, is under the control of the Vatican and the Society of Jesus, the Jesuits, and has been for 1,000 years. They need to know that. They don't know that, do they?
No,
They don't know that. That's why the Pope visiting New York City last year, the Pontifex, and the POTUS, our president, totally agreed on Agenda 2030, and I tell people that are knuckleheads, I say, well, listen up. You don't need to argue with me. You need to argue with the words and letters and numbers on the page called Agenda 2030. Read it yourself and weep, because the fact is the Pope and the POTUS and 72 world leaders agreed to this agreement right on the triad blood moons of Sukkot last September. I mean, this is not open to argument. It just is. It's one of those is things. It's not open to an argument. And the problem is they don't want to read it because they don't want to change their paradigm, primarily because the spiritual darkness has clouded their intellect and their emotions. They can't even emotionally respond to the danger that's coming.
Right. Well, Americans are so obsessed with lifestyle.
Let me make it even simpler. Intellect and emotion cloud the spirit. The spirit that is totally in line with the spirit of the Most High God always has a clear intellect and clear emotions that are valid. We have people that are, they're not ignorant. They're aware of the facts. They will cling to their paradigms despite the facts and despite even emotions to tell them the danger that's coming. It's a spiritual thing that transcends intellect and emotion. That's the problem. There's a spiritual darkness over the land, and we're going to break it.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up, standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
So, Glenn, The other website besides NutriMedical.com is clayandiron.com, and there's a couple of different things you might want to read there. The first are some of the chapters of what's called a scroll, which I released the first chapter in the book Clay and Iron back in 1999. There's written up, I think, four of the chapters of the 12 chapters of the scroll, and they'll be released as time permits and the spirit permits, you know, in other words, God tells me to release it. The other that may be worthwhile for people to read is what's called the Prayer of the 12 Stones, which is a prayer dealing with the stones of the breastplate of righteousness of the high priest when he goes into the Holy of Holies. It refers to each stone being a reference to the spiritual gifts that protect you from the arrows of Lucifer, blocking your relationship with God, and also to protect the 12 tribes, which refer to not only the 10 tribes of Ephraim and the 2 tribes, the tribe of Judah, which means praiser, and the half-tribe of Benjamin, which is to build up the house of, which is what it means in this word picture in Hebrew. When you read that prayer, you realize that I wrote it down literally in 20 minutes and was dictated. You realize that God is making a move, not just on me, but on thousands around the world, to cause supernatural things to happen, where there can't be ministers to go to some Muslim countries. Jesus is showing up in dreams and visions or live standing visions to Muslims because they don't know about the real Jesus. Their version of Jesus is Isa, who returns to earth as a Muslim and beheads Christians that won't convert. And when people won't say this, that, you know, Islam is a toxic religion, which is why it's tied directly to the New World Order and why the Pope, the current Jesuit Pope, is pushing Chrislam and says that the Quran, and he doesn't talk about the Hadith or the Shira, how satanic and damned evil these things are. But facts are facts. When you read the English in Bill Warner's books, and when you actually listen and watch the videos with Jonathan Gray, who'll be on the third hour, these aren't disputable. And I speak with not only the voice of Dr. Bill Deagle, medical doctor, but as a spiritual physician in the same right as a spiritual physician, Yeshua, Jesus, and anyone who is a true Christian knows that being a believer is a better term, and the way, what I call we/I, that's how I call the way I spell way, the book of the way, which is coming out, is that people need to start repenting of being silent in the face of evil, or trying to pretend that things aren't the way they really are, which is why our nation is being ruled by a malevolent, satanic power of darkness, founding the New World Order, fostering the United Nations in New York City, the capital of the world, collaborating with dynamic evil that destroys the lives of millions, poisons them, frustrates the development of new technologies to extend human lifespan, and even as I mentioned to my colleague, Dr. Ron Klatz, who is the founder of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, we have 850,000 health professionals and almost 30,000 doctors, and I blog to them every month around the world. I can tell you that the medical system wants to promulgate transhumanism. They do not want life extension. They want people to start dying earlier, getting sicker quicker, polypharmacy, unnecessary procedures, death panels, and eventually, as I say, their ICD-9 code, they have a guillotine in the Obamacare bill and a chip planned for 2018 for every American, either a chip or tattoo or biometrics or all three. If you think this is a delusion, you need to read and weep. It's the facts. Ugly, ugly facts. Face them, stand up to evil, and God will help us to defeat it. Back in a moment with hour number two coming up. In the first half hour, I'm going to open up to more open lines, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. If you're brave, just call in. Raise a question or issue.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free. F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.